out to the game.
And welcome, everyone, to Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio. Today it's a Saturday matinee special as the Crusaders welcome the Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln Lynx to the friendly confines of the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It is an MRAC doubleheader day here at Bishop Heelan. To all our listening audience, Bishop Heelan and Catholic Radio, want to send out a warm welcome to all of you, in addition to anybody that joined us via by air or watching the game on video here at Bishop Heelan. In game one tonight, the second-ranked Crusaders supporting a 16-1 season are coming off a 74-28 victory over Thomas Jefferson last night, and they look to continue their quest for an MRAC conference title as they take on an Abraham Lincoln team that sits at 8-9 on the season after they dropped a tough one last night to East High School 72-39. The Crusaders currently stand 10-1 in the conference, and they hold on to a one-game lead over Lamar's with just three games remaining on their conference schedule. For both these teams tonight, it's going to be an interesting one because they both tipped off last night, so it's a quick turnaround time with our noon start here today. So be anxious to see how much energy both these teams have after playing last night. In our nightcap, the Crusaders, who now stand 11-6 on the season, will look to bounce back from a tough Friday night 62-55 loss to a very much improved Thomas Jefferson TJ team. And they'll look, in that game, it was a contest they played without starting forward Quinn Olson as well as starting guard Brady Schultz. So Crusaders lost a shorthanded one last night 62-55. This afternoon, the Crusaders' path to victory is not going to be an easy one, as they take on an always talented Lynx team that stands 12-5 on the season after they dropped an 86-59 battle to East High School last night. In Abraham Lincoln, you have a team that's much better than its record might indicate, and the Crusaders tonight, it's going to depend a lot on who's healthy and who's not, so it'll be an interesting one in our nightcap. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Luis Torres back into studio, I'm Bob Gehring. Once again, we want to welcome all of you who are listening tonight. It's another night of Heelan basketball. I guess it's another afternoon of Heelan basketball right here on Catholic Radio. As you're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of today's MRAC contest. KFHC, KOA, Catholic Radio, and Bishop Heelan wish to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to today's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And, of course, as always, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of our coverage would be possible. Today's pregame is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, along with Wilma's Do a Best Hardware, Action Coach XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computers. Well, Thomas, it truly is February basketball time, and it's time to either get better or end your season.
Absolutely. There's, it goes so quick looking at the schedule and losing the Kemper game. You know, we look at that, it's like, my gosh, we're down to four games. And, for the girls, I think it's really about fine-tuning, getting ready for tournament time. And they might just have three games left because they don't play Scott.
They just have three.
Yeah, they just have three left.
Two games with AL and one with TJ.
Right. So there's they're for Coach Coolstra.
Well,
three
South
games
Sioux
left.
City, so they guess on Tuesday night. So
correct.
They got four. Yeah.
Again, this is fine tune time. Did get the opportunity, like I said, to go down and watch the boys last night at TJ, and it was probably as electric as atmosphere as I've ever seen at Council Bluffs TJ. Caught the end of the girls' game, and they just continue to do what they've been doing for the whole winter, basically. I think today the matchup with AL, if I had to compare AL to another team, maybe it's a West High School type matchup. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit. They're going to throw a bigger punch today than maybe we saw last night with TJ. But again, there's still things to work on, and I think Coach Coolstra, if we went back to last Tuesday night, He kept those starters in and against West because he says there's just things, some things we had to work on. And they're getting ready for a tournament. They've got high aspirations. So you take all those advantages, whether it's practice or game, to make sure you got everything covered.
Well, a couple things become important. Number one, making sure you win these games and win that conference. That's goal number one for this team, obviously. And number two, protect that number two ranking and get yourself a high seed heading into the into postseason play, because it's critical. I've always liked the way the Iowa Girls Union does it. They really work their best to get truly the best teams in the state tournament, and certainly this Crusader team has to be considered as one of those. And, you know, the other thing, too, is in games like this where maybe the game gets a little bit out of contention, it's good to see those reserves get some time, you know. The likes of Addison Kleiss and Colby Carroll and Julie Verzel and some of those kids, Carly Cope, get some of those kids, because you just never know as you go down the stretch. Foul trouble, well, injuries, all kinds of things can rear their head.
Look at our boys team. We, in the last 2 weeks, Quinn Olson's been out with an injury. Bo Chamberlain's been out with an injury. Brady Schultz last night did not play because of an ankle sprain. Kaysen Thomas went down with an ankle sprain last night, got back in, but he, you know, he's hobbling. The boys have really been plagued by that, and it doesn't take long for it to take effect.
Yeah, Pierce Conley as well.
Pierce Conley's had all kinds of ankle problems this year, and so.
And those are all rotation guys. I mean,
you know,
so it's hard to go a season without those things. You just hate to see them all pop up all at once, but it is what it is. And again, we're about 8.5 minutes away from tip-off here. The girls at 16-1 are going to take on an 8-9 AL team. And a few familiar faces on that AL Lynx team. They've been coached by Chad Shea for forever, and Chad's always done a good job with his group. You're seeing the likes of Presley Gears and Hudson Rao and Addie Naughton, Aubrey Sambuthi. I mean, these are kids and names that we've called over and over again here in for the last 10 years.
If there's a school that has a run of names that's similar to like Helan, I mean, there's a lot of obviously familiar Helan names, it's Council Bluffs. Boy, they've run a lot of the same families through there that have been good players and good athletes for years.
Yeah, so we're going to take a break. It's our Verity Group pregame show. Our pregame sponsors include Wilma Stewart Best Harbor, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge, along with, of course, Verity Group. It is Crusader basketball this afternoon from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the starters for tonight's game, and we'll get action rolling for you. It's Crusader basketball this fine afternoon from here at Bishop Helam. We'll be right back.
In receiving communion, Catholic married couples meet the one who is the source of their marriage. How do couples live this profound truth in their lives? And what does it look like for the Eucharist to be the source and summit of your marriage? For the answer to these questions, Mater Dei Parish in Sioux City would like to invite you to join us for Marriage Date Night on Friday, February 9th at Immaculate Conception Church in Sioux City. Come join us for dinner, great conversation, and guest speaker Eric Gallagher. The cost is $40 per couple. You can register online at moderndaysc.org or call the parish office.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show here ahead of tonight's doubleheader, this afternoon's doubleheader. It's hard to get that night stuff out of my head here. It is, of course, an afternoon doubleheader as the Crusaders host the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln Lynx. AL had a twin bill last night with East High School while the Crusader, and both at home while the Crusaders made the trip down to TJ, where the girls won handily and the guys were beaten by 7. Again, a kind of a depleted boys squad, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But here are your lineups for tonight's ball game, as brought to you by Security National Bank. First of all, for the Abraham Lincoln Lynx, they stand 8-9 on the season, coached by Chad Shea. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number two is Aubrey Sambuthi. She's a 5'9" junior. Aubrey averages just shy of 5 points a game. Number five is Presley Gears. Presley's a 5'7" junior, averages 7.1 points a game. Yet another junior in the lineup is number 12, Hudson Rao, the 5'9" junior, averages 9.9 points a game. Number 13 is Abby Smook. Abby is a 5'4" junior, averages 5.5 points a game. And rounding out that lineup is number 22, Addie Naughton. Addie's a 5'6" sophomore, and she leads the team in scoring at 11.1 points a game. As a team, the Lynx average 53 points a game. They shoot it at 32% from beyond the arc, just right at 40% from inside the arc, and from the free throw line at 58%. So for the Lynx tonight, it'll be four juniors and a sophomore in that starting lineup. Certainly Coach Shea is building for the future. Again, they stand 8-9 on the season. For your Bishop Hedlund Crusaders, 16-1 on the season, number two ranked. They're coached by Darren Koolstra. The starting lineup looks like this. Number one is Maddie Demke. Maddie's a 5'2" senior. Maddie averages 5.7 points a game, shoots at 31% from the arc and 67% from the free throw line. Number 11 is the returning All-Staters, Brooke Stanley, the 5'8" senior, averages 14.1 points a game, shoots it at 34% from beyond the arc, 76% from the free throw line. Number 23 is the super freshman, Melina Snoozy. Melina's a 5'11" senior. Our freshman averages 18.6 points a game, 38% from the arc, 75% from the charity stripe. Number 41 is the do-everything forward, Maddie LaFleur. She's 5'9". She's a junior, averages just 2.1 points a game, but she does so much in the other capacities. An outstanding compliment to really a good scoring group around her. Number 45 is Abby Lee, the 6-foot junior. Abby averages 14.1 points a game, over 8 rebounds, and just about 5 block shots per game. So it's Lee, LaFleur, Snoozy, Stanley, and Demke for the Crusaders, as it has been all year. You also see the likes of Addison Kleiss, Colby Carroll, and Julie Verzel coming off the bench in that. It's been pretty much an 8-person rotation for Coach Koolstra. The Crusaders averaging 63 points a game. They shoot an outstanding 55% from inside the arc, 29% from beyond the arc, and 69% from the free throw line. So the Crusaders at 16-1. The Abraham Lincoln Lynx at 8-9. It's going to be Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. For the Lynx, Sambuthi, Gears, Rao, Smook, and Naughton. So those are your starting lineups, as brought to you by Security National Bank. One more shout out to our pregame sponsors tonight. They have been Verity Group, as well as Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. We're going to take it back to the studio. We're going to hear a pregame prayer from Father Bishop Hedlund Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. When we come back, we've got this afternoon's opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball on this beautiful Saturday afternoon from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Hedlund High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Hedlund Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Hedlund Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we wanted to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You've been listening to the pregame show here ahead of today's doubleheader action on Catholic Radio 88.1. It's great to have all of you aboard with us. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's always our pleasure to bring you these ball games. It's Abraham Lincoln. An interesting thing, Tom, is that we're almost going to get, in fact, almost going to get back-to-back. The boys, in fact, will play AL right. Back-to-back. They'll return down to Abraham Lincoln next Friday, while the girls have the South Sioux Cardinals sandwiched in there on Tuesday night. That South Sioux game, by the way, is just a solo game, a 7 o'clock tip-off. We will have coverage of that on Catholic Radio, as well as next weekend's activity from Abraham Lincoln, and then on Saturday afternoon with Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. As the season starts to wind to a halt here, we're just real close here. In fact, I think some of the smaller girls' classes will start playoffs already this week. So it is that time of year.
It goes quick, and it's been a fun season so far.
On the floor here, they're just finishing up the introductions of our starting lineups, and the public address announcer here at Bishop Heelan is going through the pregame prayer, and we're going to turn it over to him for our the end of our prayer, as well as our national anthem. Once again, a big welcome to all of you joining us for this afternoon's matinee. Again, it's the Abraham Lincoln Lynx in town to take on the Crusaders. The Crusaders stand 16-1. They're currently ranked number 2 in the state, while Abraham Lincoln stands at 8-9. And all the pregame festivities are in the books. It's ready to get our opening tip-off. Tonight's first quarter is brought to you, as it has been throughout the course of the season, by the following great sponsors. They are Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Saber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. And here we go. The Lynx are going to be moving left to right on your radio dial. They're in their road blacks with red numbers. Well, the Crusaders in the home whites, they're going to be moving right to left as we get ready for the opening tip-off. It's going to be Abby Lee jumping with Addie Naughton of the Lynx.
This will be a game, not a huge crowd, a lot of parents here, and this will be a game where it takes you and your teammates to kind of get you going early.
Yeah, it's one of those busy weekends. I think the Crusader Show Choir is opening up this weekend, so a lot of conflicts there.
It is Show Choir season, and that they'll have a fun spring as well.
AL gets the opening tip, and they quickly attack the basket. They get down deep and get a bucket there. Nicely done by
Hudson Rao.
Hudson Rao. Again, four juniors and a sophomore in that starting lineup for Coach Shea. Here's the Crusaders with the ball up front. It's going to be Snoozy with the ball, drives across court, kicks it corner, Dempke. AL's opening in a man-to-man defense. Abby Lee up high. Plenty of time on the shot clock. She takes a nice pass down to Stanley. Stanley had a short one there, kind of lost control, but missed it. One and done for the Crusaders. Here come the Lynx on the move. They kick it up high. It's Naughton with the ball. Little weave offense, and we get a traveling call. That's going to be whistled on Hudson Rao. So a bucket and a turnover in the first two possessions for the Lynx, and here come the Crusaders trying to draw blood here. They trail 2-0 very early on.
Interesting to see AL on their first defensive possession really get after Maddie Dempke. They came about a trap at her, and so be curious to see if they continue the aggressive defensive style.
Crusaders with a nice lob inside. Abby Lee off the nice assist from Brooklyn Stanley. Puts the Crusaders on the board. We're tied at two here. Crusaders, they're going to open up in a little man-to-man defense here. A little variation from their typical 1-3-1. Nice drive and finish over Abby Lee.
You don't see that very often.
Hudson Rao with another bucket there. She's got four. Here come the Crusaders kicking it up quickly. It's Lee with a right wing three-pointer. In and out. Rebound's going to be brought down by Melina Snoozy. Nice job there by Melina. And a great left-handed pass.
I mean, that left, I tell you what, that was beautiful pass by Melina. Like I said, left-handed and not a fluke. She planned that pass.
Crusaders going full court, man-to-man pressure. The Lynx are able to get it across and get into their offense. They drive into the lane, kick out. There's an open three for Rao. Knocks it down.
Boy.
Hudson Rao with seven.
Got to find her.
7-4 Lynx here, 2 minutes into tonight's first quarter. Crusaders lead, kicks it outside. Stanley, wide open corner three, in and out, and it's going to be rebounded by the Lynx. There's Rao, all everything, as she kicks it up to Smook. Smook brings it across midcourt, now hands it back. There's Rao driving in. She pulls up, 15-footer, good.
Hudson Rao 9, Helan 4.
My goodness. As Tom said, we might want to identify this young lady.
And she's only averaging 9 a game.
She's at it as Snoozy misses it, but so often is the case, LeFleur is able to get the rebound, but the Crusaders lose it in a scramble. Here come the Lynx. Great start for Abraham Lincoln here in the first 2.5 minutes as they drive in. That's Naughton, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds by Abby Lee. Inbound coming for AL as we're going to get our first sub of the game. Julie Verzel is going to check in, and LeFleur is going to check out. I think Maddie went down kind of hard trying to keep that loose ball on the last possession in play. Here come the Lynx. Crusaders now switch over to that zone defense. There's a three-pointer. It's off the mark, but AL gets a rebound. They kick it inside. Naughton misses a short one. Lee with the rebound. Here come the Crusaders. They trail 7-4. They kick it up quickly to Stanley. Stanley on the break. Misses the layup, something that doesn't happen very often. Here come the Lynx. Pace is good. As the Lynx get it across the timeline, they kick it corner to Rao. You want to make sure you're guarding her. They kick it back up high. Quick reversal. It's in the hands now of Gears. Back to Naughton on the weave. Good backdoor cut by the Lynx and a nice finish there. That was number two, Sam Boothy with the bucket. 11-4, Abraham Lincoln here, and they've come to play here on this Saturday afternoon.
They certainly have. They're not intimidated. It's 3 minutes in, and again, Demke from three.
Big shot.
No, that's a big shot. We needed something to kind of get a little energy going there.
Maddie Demke on the quick ball reverse. So Verzel with the assist. Demke with the three. Crusaders are going to hang with this one. Hang with this man-to-man defense. There's Rao with the jumper. I think that's her first miss of the night. Rebound's going to be brought down by Lee. Here come the Crusaders. They trail by four. 11-7. 4.5 minutes to go here. Lee, three-pointer, doesn't get anything. Air ball, Abby Lee. It's going to belong to Abraham Lincoln. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Crusaders now applying full-court pressure after the missed shot by Lee. Lynx have a quick two-on-one. They get it inside. Great passing and great finish there. That's Sam Boothy with just another bucket. She's got four, 13-7 Lynx here. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. There's Colby Carroll. Corner three, good.
Big shot by Colby Carroll. Great to see her step it up and shoot with confidence.
Colby has struggled at times from the three-point line. Nothing going there. She knocked that first attempt down. Cuts that lead to just three as the Lynx easily beat the pressure. They hand off. A nice left-handed layup there.
I'll tell you what, I'm impressed by the Lynx so far. They're 8-9.
That was Abby Naughton. Addie Naughton with the bucket. So Coach Coolstrick's going to want to kind of talk things over here. 3:29 to go in the first quarter. It's been up and down. Lynx 15, Crusaders 10. A lot of it's about the defensive side of the floor. Just really, A, not identifying shooters, and B, just kind of being a step behind the Lynx.
Well, and I think, too, just offensively, we've been, I don't know what the proper word is, but some of our shots have just been kind of a little bit flippant. That's the word I'm going to use, flippant. I think Coach Schools is going to get us just a little refocused right now.
on the floor for the Crusaders. He's got a couple subs already in there. He's got Verzel as well as Carroll going along with Snoozy, Demke, and Lee. As the Crusaders are going to get the ball coming out of the timeout. Once again, a big thanks to all of you joining us on this afternoon special. Again, next Saturday we'll have the same arrangement, 12:30 and 2 o'clock, as Council Bus Thomas Jefferson comes to Sioux City. That will close out the regular season for the girls. Here come the Crusaders now. Lynx are staying in that man-to-man defense. Verzel kicks it high post. Snoozy. Snoozy left-handed dribble, pulls up, tries to drop it down to Lee. Lee couldn't handle it but saved it back to Demke. Demke's going to reset the offense. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. She drives in. A little free throw jumpers off the mark and rebounded by Rao. Here come the Lynx. They lead by 5, 15-10. They kick it up, and I tell you what, they're attacking the Crusaders, but that time she got a little out of control as Hudson Rao took an extra step, travel, turnover, Crusader ball.
Oftentimes, I think the best offense for the opposing team is take the first available good shot before, you know, because the Crusaders can turn you over in a hurry.
Lynx checked in. Lexi Pierce has checked in for the Lynx. She is a 5'10" freshman, so. A young squad here. Abby Lee with a nice baseline move. She made a pump fake at 16 feet and got it all the way to the hole. She's got 6. Crusaders got 12. 15-12. Lynx with the lead. Crusaders going to flip over into that 1-3-1 now. Colby Carroll's going to man the point. Lee in the middle. Snoozy and Demke on the wings. And there's Demke with the steal. And she's going to outrace the pack. And she's got a right-handed layup. And that's up and good. Maddie with 5 here in the first quarter. Yep. That lead's cut to 1, 15-14.
Really the first turnover the Crusaders have forced that's led to transition. If you want to keep the Crusaders in your mirror, you have to take away that transition. And here's a second
one. There's another one. Switching to that 1-3-1. Great fast break. Snoozy running the court well. She gets her first bucket of the night. And that's going to bring a timeout by the Lynx. It's a short timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Again, our corporate sponsors tonight are Fibercom as well as Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. In addition to them, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center are your first quarter sponsors. And 159 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard remains in quarter number one. Crusaders 16, AL 15, and lots of pace and lots of points early on here, Thomas.
Absolutely. It's been a really fun game so far. Pretty clean by both teams, and they're pushing each other.
Well, I would agree. You know, I think teams that can break that backcourt pressure, the Crusaders, and come up and get that quick shot are almost better off because the Crusaders get so many steals on the second, third, fourth passes of the offense. 1-3-1 is going to continue here. Abby Lee's going to get a little break, so Brooklyn Stanley's going to man the post and they're going to continue with Colby Carroll up at the point. There's a three-pointer by the Lynx. It's off the mark, but the Lynx get the rebound, and then they travel after getting the rebound. Nice job there by Gears to keep the ball alive, but then took the extra step, turnover Lynx. So that's three possessions in a row. The Lynx are at a turn the ball over. Here come the Crusaders now with the lead for the first time of the night, 16-15. Corner to Verzel. A little give and go. Demke gets it inside. Pump fake. She gets her shot blocked. Nice job there defensively by Pierce, the big freshman for Abraham Lincoln. Here come the Lynx pushing up quickly. Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1. And there's another near turnover. And
She tried to throw it on Julie's leg. I don't think anyone thought it actually hit Julie's leg. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But the Lynx will maintain possession.
Julie's a pretty honest person, and she's not buying it. So.
No.
Here come the Lynx now. They're going to get the inbound opportunity here as they kick it up. Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1 off the inbound set. And there's Verzel with a steal. Here come the Crusaders. Four possessions in a row for the Lynx that ended in steals. For the Crusaders, there's Demke, nice drive, flips it up and flips it in.
Great take by Maddie Demke. Kind of used her body to keep the post player away from blocking that as well.
Demke with 7 in the first quarter. 1 minute left here in quarter number one. Crusaders up 3. That's their biggest lead of the night. Lynx, a little inside out. Naughton's three-pointers off the mark. Nice rebound by Brooklyn Stanley. Stanley's going to push it up quickly. Kicks it up to Colby Carroll and probably not an advised pass there as Colby was kind of trying to drift away from the basket and turnover Crusaders.
Maddie LeFleur checking back in for Verzel. 47 seconds left here in this first quarter. Crusaders up 18-15.
One way to shake over the hangover of a quick game after another is to play this pace. And I tell you what, they're going at it hard here. Lynx are handling the Crusader 1-3-1 pretty well up until the last four or five possessions. Yeah. There's Demke with another steal. Nice pass to Carroll, and Carroll can't control, and his turnover Crusaders there. Really good feed. Colby just maybe took her eye off it looking for the basket. And
I would imagine
lost control.
32 seconds left. They might hold this for the last shot or close to the last shot.
Crusaders are going to apply the pressure. The Lynx drive in, out of control. Ball goes on the ground. It's going to be stolen by the Crusaders. And here the Crusaders are with 16 seconds to go.
Well, yes. Somebody off this basketball. And that hit, I think, 12 different people. And then Crusaders ended up turning it over.
Great hustle by Stanley. Jump ball. That's going to keep it in the hands of the Crusaders there as she launched herself in the air after getting the ball stolen away. She said, "That enough of that."
That was a crazy 15 seconds. Charlie Delaney, he liked that diving on the ball on that possession.
Get on that pigskin. Here we go. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Demke's going to drive in. She's trying to get control of it. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound, no. So after one, it's a good one here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. After one quarter play, it's the Crusaders 18. Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln, 15. We'll be right back for quarter number two.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. A very, very entertaining first quarter of play here as the Crusaders lead the Lynx 18-15 as we get start with quarter number two. Lynx with the ball. Crusaders come out with that initial starting lineup. 1-3-1 defense for the Crusaders. High post. Rao had a good one. She kicks it out to the wing. Three-pointer by the Lynx is off the mark, but Rao gets the rebound and puts that back in. And 11 points for Hudson Rao.
She's really been the impact player tonight.
18-17, Crusaders over the Lynx. Crusaders now attacking the Lynx zone defense. Abby Lee with a nice turnaround. This turned around over her right shoulder and knocked it down. She's got eight to lead the Crusaders attack. Crusaders remain up by three, 20-17. Crusaders 1-3-1. Lynx picked the ball up high. Now they're going to set the offense with Gears. Gears has the ball stripped away from her, stolen by Demke. Here comes Demke with the push. Great pass up the court and a nice finish there by Addison. Nice job by Abby.
Again, Crusaders continuing their great finishing at the basket in transition.
There's a three-point attempt by the Lynx. It goes, went off the support and went in, but before it went in, it's going to be ruled out of play. So another lost possession, one and done by the Lynx. 6:55 to go here in the second quarter. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Lightforms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Officials are trying to get things worked out here on the floor for the Crusaders. It's Kleiss, Lee, Snoozy, Stanley, and LaFleur. So a few different rotations tonight here for Coach Schoolstra as they kick it inside to Lee against that zone defense. Kleiss pump fakes, drives in, has the ball stripped away and stolen by the Lynx. There's Naughton with the ball coming across midcourt. She flips it cross court. They go to the left corner. Nothing going now. Back up high. That's Abby Smook with the ball. Kicks it over to Naughton. Naughton's three-pointer is off the back of the horn and out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Crusaders.
The again, AL continues that open shot. I'm taking it mentality, and so far it's been working for him.
Here come the Crusaders now. Looks like the Lynx maybe going to switch to a man-to-man defense here, and taking advantage of that is Stanley. She drives around the right corner, but she's going to be whistled and a foul's going to be called. That's going to be on Abby Snook. Smook's first foul, and first foul of the game. Crazy.
That's the first foul of the game.
6:16 to go here in your second quarter. There's a lob into Snoozy.
They caught it. Said she doubled. Looked like she doubled a dribble from up here.
So turnover Crusaders here. Kind of a sloppy start to quarter number two. 6:18 to go, or 6:12, excuse me, to go here in your second quarter. It's the Crusaders up by 5, 22-17. Lynx break the midcourt pressure, get it to the corner, survive the trap, and then Snoozy gets the steal. She kicks it up to Kleiss. Kleiss goes left corner, and the ball is dribbled out of bounds off Kleiss, I believe. It's going to be turnover Crusaders. So back-to-back turnovers by the good team.
Yeah. I'd say the Crusaders have been a little sloppy, but that would be taking credit away from AL. I think AL's just kind of forcing the action a little bit more than maybe we thought they would.
Smook with the ball, kicks it corner. That's Gears dribbling out. They kick it back up high to Smook. She's got Gears to the right, Naughton inside. They try and flip it inside to Rowell. Now Naughton, open three. Good.
Oh.
Addie Naughton, she's got five. And that three-pointer pulls the Lynx back within two, 22-20 here, 5:27 to go at the other end. Stanley drives and finishes. That's Brooklyn's first points of the night. Pushes that lead back up to 4, 24-20. Brooklyn puts a backcourt pressure on. Now they're going to dribble through it. Lamar spins the ball over to the left. The Lynx spin the ball over to the left corner. Now back up high. Gears turns the ball over. Here comes Snoozy on the drive. She flips it up. Great defense by Naughton blocking Snoozy's layup there. It's going to remain in the hands of the Crusaders. Under basket inbounds opportunity here. 5:01 to go in your second quarter on your Security National Bank scoreboard. The Crusaders holding on to a four-point lead at 24-20. Abby Lee on the inbound set. They kick it over to Stanley. Stanley, open three from the left corner, and it's nothing but net. Stanley's got a quick five now, and that leads 7, 27-20. That's the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. The Lynx kick it into Rao. Rao gets the ball stolen away by Stanley, corralled by LeFleur, and here come the Crusaders as they bring across midcourt. It's Demke flipping it inside. Great pass by Demke. Great finish by Lee. Lee's got 10. And that leads 9, 29-20, as we near the midway point of quarter number two. Stanley applying the pressure, gets it high post. Now they kick it out. Smook's three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound is going to be corralled by Rao, and they're going to call Rao with
that was
the travel.
That's a pretty quick travel
call. Not sure that was the case there.
No.
29-20 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 4:15 to go here in quarter number two. As the second-ranked Crusaders looked a little lethargic to start the game, trailing by as much as 7, but they've kind of turned it on about the midpoint of quarter one, and they've grown that lead to 9, 29-20. Crusaders working against the zone. They kick it in to Lee. Lee inside out to Demke. Demke inside out. Quick reversal to Snoozy. Snoozy three-pointer in and out. Caught everything but the net.
Yep.
Here come the Lynx now. One and done for the Crusaders. Naughton brings it across midcourt, drives into the lane. Left-handed layup's blocked out of bounds by Lee. Nice job there by Addie Naughton getting to the hole, but Miss Lee, as she so often
she
is,
often does. Yeah.
Hanging
yeah.
around there and blocking it yeah. away.
Abby, the enforcer inside, I don't know how many blocks she has on the season. I don't know if it's an official stat for us or not, but it's a lot.
On the inbound set, Stanley tips the ball out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of the Lynx. They trail by 9, 29-20.
Crusaders staying in that 1-3-1. So far, the Lynx have done a pretty good job against that as Rao gets the ball up top.
Flips it out. Good pump fake there and shot by Sambuthi. It's off the mark. And Rao goes up high to get the rebound. Second chance opportunity here for the Lynx. Open three is off the mark, and this time the rebound is going to go off the hands of the Lynx, and it's going to belong to the Crusaders. So the Crusaders holding on to a nine-point lead. They'll have the ball here as they attack that Abraham Lincoln defense, which is kind of flipped back and forth from man-to-man to zone. Again, the Crusaders led by three at the end of the quarter, 18-15. They've built that lead to nine, make it, Stanley got it inside, missed a short jumper there. And here come the Lynx. Naughton pushes it up quickly, gets it inside. Inside out look. Sambuzzi with the three is off the mark, but she gets her own rebound. Excuse me, that was Gears. Nothing going there. Snoozy now with the rebound. She kicks it out. Here come the Crusaders with numbers. They kick it up to Abby. Abby with a nice pump fake, and yep. She's going to get hacked in the act. It's going to be a foul on Presley Gears, and it's going to put Miss Lee to the line to shoot a pair. Abby on the season is a 64% free throw shooter. She'll shoot two. Crusaders 29, the Lynx 20. 2:45 to go in a pretty rapidly paced first quarter.
Absolutely.
Our first half, excuse me.
Yeah, Lynx have gone a little bit cold this quarter. Still getting good shots. They just not converting like they were early. And Crusaders just continue to kind of extend that lead as Lee Abby hits her second, 2 out of 2 from the line.
13-5 run here in the second quarter has pushed that lead now to 11 at 31-20. Here comes Naughton bringing it across against the pressure. She drives deep in the lane. Nice block there by Maddie LaFleur. 3-on-2 situation for the Crusaders. They pull it back and wait for the big girl to get down. Kick it over to Snoozy. Now corner Demke. Demke kind of fake the drive. Now she's going to pull it back and set the offense. Lynx in that man-to-man defense to kick it into Lee. Lee is going to get fouled there as it's going to be Cameron Hamilton. Cammie Hamilton with that foul. Just the third team foul on the Lynx. Checking in the ball game is going to be Colby Carroll as well as Julie Verzel. Checking out is going to be Stanley and LaFleur. So it's Demke, Snoozy, Lee, Carroll, and Verzel on the floor for the Crusaders. Snoozy off the inbound set. Thought about the three, turned it down. Now they spin it over. Demke's going to drive off the left wing, flips it up off the mark, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Lynx. Crusaders are going to get another opportunity here with 24 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:06 to go on your second quarter game clock. Snoozy into Demke. Snoozy's going to post up inside, something you don't see very often. They kick it inside. Inside out. Look, Demke, wide open three, corner good.
Big shot, Maddie. Maddie's 2 for 2 from the arc tonight.
She's got 10. Leads 14, 34-20. Here come the Lynx, kicking it up quickly as they like to do. Nearly a steal. Now the Lynx get it back in, and Naughton puts it up off the mark. Rebound is going to be off the Lynx and belong to the Crusaders. So the Crusaders are kind of stretching that lead out here in quarter number two. They're up 14 with the ball as they kick it in the backcourt. It's going to be Demke bringing it across. She's got on the right wing, that's Colby Carroll. Colby lobs it into Lee. Lee gets double team, kicks it back. Nice pass.
Yeah, that's great pass by Abby Lee.
Into Snoozy. Snoozy's just kind of letting the game come to her tonight. Just 4 for the Crusaders' leading scorer, but that lead now stands at 16, 36-20. Double team there. High post entry. A little inside out. Three-pointer blocked by the Crusaders, but corralled by the Lynx. They're going to get another opportunity, but Colby Carroll comes out of nowhere, gets the steal. They kick it up to Snoozy. Snoozy kicks it over to Demke. Demke to Lee. Wow.
Beautiful little break. I mean, when you got four players touch the ball on a break, that's a beautiful thing.
14 points on the night for the 5'11" post, or 6-foot post for the Crusaders. There's Carroll with another steal, and now Crusaders once again with pressure and another great feed. And this time Lee missed it, but got it back and put it up. And one opportunity as Abby Lee got the bucket, and she's going to be fouled in the act. Suddenly, the game's getting a little out of control.
Yeah, a game, and I still give AL credit. They just, again, they're still getting good shots. They just haven't made any this quarter.
Abby Naughton has committed her second foul there. Lee having a huge first quarter, first half, 16 points in the half for Lee. Again, she averages right at 14 points a game as she knocks another free throw down. She's got A perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripes. Crusaders lead by 21, 41-20. Certainly didn't see that coming here the way the first quarter was playing out. Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS join Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsors. Lynx now with the ball out of bounds there as Crusaders were whistled for a foul. Matty Demke, that's the first Crusader foul tonight, obviously the first on Demke. 25 seconds left, shot clock is off for the Lynx as they drive in. A little Euro step, couldn't get it, had the ball blocked, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Crusaders there. Nice attack there by Hamilton. Missed the shot, got her own rebound, missed it again, but on the rebound it goes off the Crusaders. 16.8 seconds to go here. Crusaders will inbound under their own bucket. They kick it high post, and there's going to be a foul whistled on Colby Carroll. Colby's brought some nice energy to the game tonight.
Well, she's learned from the best at the point of that 1-3-1 with Brooklyn Stanley. And Crusader ladies have always had a really active point on of their defense as Carroll gets another steal.
And she kicks it up to Molina. Snoozy has the ball stripped out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Crusaders here with 8.4 seconds to go. Crusaders up 21 at 41-20. We'll see what Coach Koolstra has in mind here for the inbound set. They're going to go big with Lee and Snoozy inside on this four cross look. Might have a little lob action inside. Now they're going to step in. Snoozy turnaround jumper. Not exactly how they drew it up.
No.
It went off the hands of Stanley into the hands of Snoozy, and that's a good one to have it fall into. Crusaders 43, AL 20 at half. From here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, once again, a shout-out to our second-quarter sponsors, Light Forms, as well as Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. On your Security National Bank scoreboard at half, it's the Crusaders 43, Abraham Lincoln 20. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The Mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
Barclay Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barclay Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders at half lead the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln Lynx 43-20. In addition to our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, our other sponsors for our halftime tonight include a new underwriter, People's Bank of Sioux City, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paycheck HR, new crib inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the Crusaders up 43-20 as they lit it up in that second quarter after leading 18-5 after one. They rolled out 25 points to just five for the Lynx, and consequently we have ourselves a pretty good gap here at half, Thomas.
Well, double-edged sword in that second quarter. TJ, AL kept getting good looks, but the looks they were getting early weren't falling in the second quarter. And then the one thing we said that if you're playing the Healing Girls, you can't have happen is transition. They got some transition buckets on some steals. Brooklyn and Colby Carroll both got really active on that point. Maddie Demke was stepped in, intercepted, and, boy, we had some beautiful fast breaks in that second quarter that really expanded that lead. I said it feels like a much more competitive game than a 23-point halftime lead. Would you agree, Coach?
Absolutely. And I agree with you. You got to give AL credit. They've came out and they've attacked. While the Crusaders attacked defensively, AL's been very much in the attack mode offensively, and the difference between the two quarters was really just the ability to make shots.
Yeah.
They were getting essentially the same shots. Kudos out to Hudson Rao, who got them going early with nine in the first quarter. She's got 11 to lead the Lynx, but other than her, they really haven't been able to find any answers. Notton with five, and four for Sambuthi accounted for all of the Lynx scoring. Again, just 5 points in the second quarter for them. For the Crusaders, once again, a balanced affair led by Abby Lee with 17 points at half. Also hitting double figures at half is Maddie Demke with 10. 6 points for Snoozy, 5 points for Stanley, 3 points for Carroll, and 2 points for Addie Clyde. So the Crusaders 43-20 here at halftime from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Again, game one of two, as the Crusaders will take on what should be a very competitive second game tonight. Crusaders coming off a tough loss last night to Thomas Jefferson in the guys' action. Try and rebound things. We're going to see who's healthy for the Crusaders. They've got 4 to 5 different players in their top nine rotation who've been battling injuries. So
yeah,
big one, Tom, to see who's actually going to be fit to go tonight.
Well, and not only injuries for us, AL last night, they had injury to their starting junior postman, Creighton Bracker. We've been watching Creighton play since he's a freshman, 6'7" kid, and I think he's lost for the season. So they'll be have some adversity today as well. Coach Isaacson's team will see if Quinn Olson sighting today. He did go through warmups last night, as did Brady Schultz. Neither one got onto the floor. And at this point of the season, I think you want to make sure that you get them healthy so they don't re-aggravate something, because the important season's coming up here in a few weeks. And with just 4 games left for the boys, I think there's you'd rather be healthy on that first round of district versus still fighting nagging injuries. I do want to give a little shout out to Amy Carroll, Dr. Tom and Amy Carroll. Amy's parents are down for the weekend from Minneapolis, and just introduce themselves. They tune into Catholic Radio. They tune into the stream, and she says she knows our sponsors by heart. So it's great when people appreciate what Catholic Radio is doing out here and what our sponsors are doing to make this possible.
Yeah, absolutely, and we so much appreciate the feedback from all of you when we bring you these games, and we know we've got people all over the country that tune in periodically to listen to us, so we hope we do the games justice. Just a couple of side notes here from Catholic Radio. This one is for first through 12th grade students enrolled in Catholic schools, or a Catholic student enrolled in a public or homeschooled, are invited to submit a visual arts entry for Siouxland Catholic Radio's 2024 Juried Youth Art Festival based on this year's theme, which is the Saints. Entries are due by March 14th, at 4 p.m. The artwork will be judged by Bishop Heelan and Briar Cliff graduate Amy Thompson. Entries will be displayed April 16th through the 19th at the station. The first place artwork will be displayed at the Art Sex Gallery, and the winner will have tickets to the Sioux City Bandits regular season home game, thanks to Brett Funk, the husband of Holy Cross teacher Mrs. Ann Funk. Details are available through Catholic Radio. If you are one that works for or are a lay leader in a Catholic church and want to put more people in the pews, become a leader your parish needs, and build a thriving church community, tune in Tuesdays at 3:20 to Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1 FM for a new locally produced program entitled Catholic Ministries Professionals. John Cones from All Saints Parish in Lamars and Ty Hall from Sioux Falls share tips and tricks to help you communicate more effectively, work more efficiently, and grow more intentionally. Catholic Ministries Professionals is sponsored by John's alma mater, Briarcliff University. And finally, the Siouxland Youth Group is another addition to the Siouxland Catholic Radio local programming. The youth group's Praise and Worship Plus Mass will be live streamed and available on demand on Siouxland Catholic Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel each month, thanks to the Gilchrist Foundation and Bishop Healing Catholic Schools. And finally, Siouxland Catholic Radio is taking it to the streets with our streets team. Join Bishop Healing student Joy Bishop Okarma and share your time, talents, and expertise. You can volunteer for a special project or once a week for an hour, like Joy, working on the station's social media. Service hours are available. For more information, contact Lisa Niebuhr at the station, 712-224-5342. And a special Catholic Schools Week shout-out to Abby DeMars, Luis Torres, Vega Billings, and Joy Bishop Okarma, who work and volunteer for Siouxland Catholic Radio. So that's a wrap here at half, 43-20, Crusaders up. Once again, our halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with our new underwriter, People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Kevin Poss, and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. We're going to take it back for a 1:30 spot. When we come back, it's quarter number three here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Crusaders will open the third quarter with the ball and the lead, 43-20. Original starting lineup as they kick it into Abby Lee. Lee gets the ball stripped out of her hands, but Maddie LaFleur saves it. Melina Snoozy just calmly grabbed it and tossed in a three. Three-pointer, Snoozy. She's got nine.
Yeah. Again, inside out, Abby didn't force it, and Melina just in rhythm catches and nails the three.
Crusaders going to open up in that 1-3-1 half-court pressure. The Lynx break it. They kick it in now to on the left wing to Smook. Smook kicks it inside. Nice little jumper there just off the mark. Rao had a good look, just couldn't get it to fall. That's been kind of been the case since the first quarter when Rao got it going early. She just hasn't found the range since then. Crusaders now attacking AL's defense. It's Maddie LaFleur taking it deep into the hole. We get a foul whistle. That's going to be on, I think, Presley Gears, her second foul.
You know, that's where I like to see it. Maddie maybe attack that free throw line. Or, I'm sorry, attack the basket. She's only shot nine free throws on the season, and like to see her get a little more experience at the line.
It's a common foul in the inbound set. The kick to Stanley. Stanley calmly drills the three. She's got eight. Back-to-back three-pointers by the Crusaders lead them to a 6-0 run here to start quarter number three. That lead now has grown to 29 as the Lynx bring it across against the 1-3-1. They kick it into the lane. Rao puts it up and in. She's going to get the and-one opportunity. The real bright spot tonight for the Abraham Lincoln Lynx has been Hudson Rao, the 5'9" junior. She's got 13 with a chance to add to it. That foul, by the way, is whistled on Maddie LaFleur. That's Maddie's first. Free throw is in and out, rebounded by Abby Lee. Here come the Crusaders on the move. Demke pushing up the timeline, kicks it right wing. Stanley just grabs it, takes it to the hole. Uncontested into the bucket. 10 for Brooklyn Stanley.
You're a good guy.
Here come the Lynx now working against that 1-3-1. Couple pump fakes. They take it left wing, pick up their dribble. Now baseline. It's Gears with the ball on the baseline. She gets double T, and that's a bad place to hang out. And it's stolen by Melina Snoozy, and then stolen back, and then stolen back. If you can follow that, you're way ahead of us. Here come the Crusaders with the ball. Demke kicks it inside to Abby Lee. Now that's one we've seen over and over again as Lee knocks it in. She's got 19.
You know what? You see teams try to front her, it doesn't work. You see try to play behind her, it doesn't work. I'm not sure what the answer is other than two players maybe.
Well, you got to appreciate the efficiency of the guards' ability to get the ball to her. The nice little diagonal pass into Sam Boothie. She misses it. Then the Crusaders got the rebound. Then it's stolen by Hudson Rao, and she missed it. Finally comes down in the hands of Demke, and here come the Crusaders pushing it up. LaFleur kicks it right wing. Stanley, high right side wing. She kicks it into Lee, and probably a fortunate foul there on Naughton because Lee was set to get another one.
Yeah.
53-22. The Crusaders have slowly and steadily built this lead. 19-15 after one. 43-20 at half, and there is Melina Snoozy with just another one. I tell you what.
She's got the arsenal.
She does, and it looks so effortless. As here come the Lynx, they get a little double team up high, nearly stolen, but they get it. Hudson Rao drives in, kicks it right corner, now back up high, stolen by Demke. Demke's ahead of the pack. She unselfishly gives it up to Stanley. Stanley gets a bucket there, and the Crusaders are kind of moving in. In fact, they've hit that running clock margin of 35 points, and there's going to be a timeout on the floor by Coach Chad Shea, and we're going to take a timeout with it. It's a full timeout. Once again, with 4:41 to go here in quarter number three, it's the Crusaders 57, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 22.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to third quarter basketball action here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Our third quarter sponsors are Folk Brothers, as well as Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, it's suddenly become all Crusaders as they lead 57-22. And, of course, with the 35-point margin, it now becomes a running clock situation for the remainder of the game. So things will move quickly from here on in. Crusaders looking to move to 17-1 on the season and 11-1 in the conference. In the conference, they hold a one-game lead over Lamar's with just two more games to go after this one. The Lynx kick it inbounds, nearly stolen, and finally it is stolen by Stanley. Stanley's off to a big quarter there. She gets the finish. She's got 9 for the quarter, 14 for the night. She's right at her scoring average on the season. The Lynx break it, high post entry, a little turnaround jumper is good. Once again, Hudson Rao with that bucket. Hudson's got 16 of the Lynx's 24 points tonight. Nice effort by the junior. Here's the Crusaders attacking now. High post entry, Julie Verzel right at the elbow, kicks it back out. Stanley left-handed dribble, left-handed layup, and she's going to be hacked in the act. I believe she'll get two free throws here, and that foul's going to be on Presley Gears.
I wonder, I'm just wondering, remember Austin Rao. Austin Rao played with... Who was the other big kid that played at Nebraska?
Turek.
Turek, yeah. Austin Rao could jump out of the gym. I wonder if that's got to be a relative, maybe?
I would think so. Yeah. It's been a few years ago.
Yeah, we're dating ourselves. That was back in the late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit later than that. It would have been around 2004, 2005, wouldn't it?
No, it was with Doug.
When
Doug was coaching. I remember sitting next to Doug and seeing those alley-oop dunks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they were. That was a really good team. They never won state.
Well, they had Jason Isaacson, the AL coach on that team, was the point guard.
Stanley knocks the free throw down. Here come the Lynx, and there is yet another turnover. That 1-3-1 pressure is getting all over them. For the Crusaders now, 15 points on the night for Stanley as she went 1-for-2 at the free throw line there. Ball goes in the corners. Carly Cove has checked into the ball game. She kicks it up high to Addie Kleiss, who's also checked into the ball game, and into Carroll, who's checked into the ball game. There's Stanley with another bucket. Stanley now with 17 to lead all scorers. Here come the Lynx. Nice drive inside. I believe we're going to see a foul. No, we're going to see a jump ball called there. Hamilton made a nice move off the right wing, got it in the lane, and then was tied up. Stanley's going to take a seat, and Julie Verzel's going to check into the ball game. Not sure we're going to see much from the starters the rest of the way out here. As the inbound set by the Lynx gets it into Rao. Hudson missed the easy one. Rebounded by the Crusaders and then stolen by the Lynx. Nice pass inside and an and one there as Hamilton's going to get the bucket. And she's going to get a free throw on top of that. Let's see who they whistle for the foul. That foul's going to be whistled on Julie Verzel. That's Julie's first free throw. Stops the clock here. 62-26, 3 minutes to go in quarter number three.
Oh, I think everybody thought it was a two-shot free throw, except for maybe the girl got the rebound. Hey!
Carly Cove with the bucket.
Carly, how about that? Great shot.
65-26 as the Crusaders continue the scoring onslaught here. Lynx with the ball, spinning it around the perimeter. Having trouble, and there's this travel there as Lexi Pierce kind of changed the pivot foot out high. Probably someplace she's not used to catching the ball. She's a 5'10" freshman. Again, Coach Shea's got a lot to look forward to. Not a senior on the lineup.
Good little help defense there by number 10. That was Cameron Hamilton.
Here come the Lynx with the ball. They get to the free throw line, kick it out. Turn down with Hamilton, kicks it right wing now. Right wing jumper by Rao. It's good. So Hudson Rao with another bucket.
She's really got it. Really been impressed with her.
18 points for Hudson. Cove with another three from the corner. That one's off the mark. The battle for the rebound goes off the hands of the Lynx, and it's going to be a Crusader inbound situation. 1:48 to go here. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers Central Bank, as well as Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Crusaders up big, 37-65, 26 or 28 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders with the ball, 90 seconds left here in quarter number three. Carly Cove with the ball, left corner. She feeds it inside to Kleiss. Kleiss kicks it back outside. Julie Verzel with the three, off the horn and rebounded by the Lynx. Here comes Abraham Lincoln, bringing across the timeline. With the ball is Presley Gears. Now she hands back to Pierce. Hamilton with the ball, kicks it inside. Good ball movement here by the Lynx. They get it corner baseline, and that's a bad spot to be. It's tied up. Jump ball possession arrow is going to stay with the Lynx. Checking in the ball game for the Crusaders is going to be Caitlin Porath. Checking out will be Maddie Demke. Probably the end of the night for the Crusader regulars, I would assume, but we'll see.
I hope so.
It's the end of as we near the end of the third quarter, running clock situation, and now the officials have stopped it. I don't know if they're trying to figure out shot clock or what here. Once again, 41 seconds to go, 65-28. Again, 65 seconds or 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. They've reversed it. Possession arrow is going to point in favor of the Crusaders. Here comes Colby Carroll with the ball. Colby nearly has it stolen away, but Caitlin Porath gets it. They swing it across. Julie Verzel, left wing, kicks it inside to Cove. Back out. Good ball movement here as Julie is going to be called for the travel there. A little pump fake action off the right wing. Took the extra step. 20 seconds to go. Let's see if the Lynx can get it in time to get another shot off here with the running clock. 15 seconds and counting, 65-28 here. Crusaders up big. as we near the end of the third quarter. There's a long three and good.
Wow. That was a bomb, and she just caught it, catch and shoot like it was her job. That was 14.
Lexi Pierce, the 5'10" freshman at the other end. Kleiss with a long three just off the mark. So three quarters are in the books. It's the Crusaders 65, Abraham Lincoln 31. A big thanks to Folk Brothers, Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up big after 3, 65-31. We'll be right back.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, alongside Tom Betts and Luis Torres back at the studio. I'm Bob Geary. It's Crusader basketball this afternoon. From here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, Crusaders up big after three quarters, 65-31, as they try and grab hold of their 17th win of the season.
Should be on schedule for a 2 o'clock tip for the boy in the boys' game. We are in running clock mode here to start the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter is brought to you by our premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Here come the Lynx with the ball. Crusaders are going to start the quarter. I think the starters have been pulled for the night. Here's the Lynx breaking the double team. Get it to Gears. Gears kicks it right corner. It's tipped out of bounds. On the floor for the Crusaders is Porath, Cobe, Carroll, Verzel, and Kleiss.
And just going back, like you said, the AL is a very young team, and these girls for them are getting great experience right now, holding their own, and they got everybody back next year.
There's a shot clock violation for the Lynx as the clock continues. 7:20 left in the ball game. Crusaders up 65-31.
Well, I think about it, Monday night for all 8th graders in town, whether you're in Catholic school or not, it is our Discover Gila Night, 6:30 here at Gila High School. We'd love for all those families that have an 8th grader looking at their education for next year to come to Discover Gila Night.
Addie Kleiss with the miss for the Crusaders. Here come the Lynx. They attack that Crusader 1-3-1. Caitlin Porath will man the point up there in the middle. Julie Verzel on the wings are Cobe and Kleiss. On the baseline is Carroll. There's a nice little inside out. Missed three-pointer by the Lynx, but it's rebounded by Abraham Lincoln. There's Gears with a drive. She kicks baseline. Nothing going. And they're going to kick it back out high to Hudson Rao. She swings it over to Smook. Back to Gears. Free throw jumpers off the mark, and the rebound's going to be corralled by Colby Carroll. Here come the Crusaders on the move, and they're going to be fouled in the backcourt. That foul's going to be whistled on Hudson Rao. That's Hudson's first. Four Crusader starters in double figures tonight, led by Abby Lee with 19, Stanley with 17, Snoozy with 11, and Demke with 10. So a nice balance once again for the Crusaders. Again, those girls are resting for the night. Crusaders up 34. Nice pass by Verzel into Cobe, and Cobe's going to get free throws. Carly's got a chance to add to her 3 points from earlier in the night.
Hey, while we're thinking about it, I want to pass on condolences to the Rowe family. Bob Rowe, senior, passed away this week. Bob has supported so many different organizations in this town, and his life was celebrated with the funeral services today. And boy, I tell you what, he's impacted this town tremendously.
I believe they're having a celebration of life down at the Point After this afternoon later. If you want to stop in, I'm sure it'll be a packed house. And Bob's one of those that never said no,
he didn't.
to any type of activity. And I think to all the Boys Club auctions and all those things that he not only supported but gave us the facility up. It's quite a man and quite a life.
I've been on the board for the Boys and Girls Club for about 15 years, thanks to my friend Bo Bronger. And, boy, you could always count on Bob Rowe for anything and everything.
Here's the Lynx with the ball. They got it near midcourt, 5:21 and running here. They throw the ball away, trying to go wing to baseline, and it's going to be Crusader ball. Checking in for the Crusaders now is going to be Maddie Schemmerhorn. And checking out is going to be Julie Berzel. So Schemmerhorn, Carroll, Porath, Kobe, and Kleiss on the floor for the Crusaders. Link's going to sit in a little man-to-man defense. Good ball movement by the Crusaders there. Kleiss working right wing. They're going to call for a double dribble there. So fourth quarter tonight brought to you by Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. They join our premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, as your fourth quarter sponsors. Lynx with the ball. Nice move from the free throw line and finish there. Hudson Rao once again with the bucket. Here come the Crusaders. They kick it up quickly to Porath. Porath, nice pass inside to Carroll. Carroll tried to kick it back outside, but has the ball stolen. Here comes Naughton for the Lynx. She kicks it outside. Nothing going there as Gears thought about the three. Now they get the three-pointer from Rao. She misses it. Rebound by Colby Carroll. Colby's going to bring it across. 5'10" freshman that has slowly worked her way into a lot of varsity playing time this year. She's got a bright future ahead of her. There's Kleiss with the ball, right wing. Looks inside, nothing going. Schemmerhorn, right corner. Back into Kleiss. Really nice pass by Maddie there. Kleiss misses it, but Schemmerhorn gets the rebound, kicks it out to Kobe. Kobe's three-pointer's good.
Ooh, Carly, that's 2 threes on the night.
Carly with 7 on the night. 69-33 Crusaders here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Naughton with the ball, kicks it left wing to Smook for the Lynx. They kick it high post back to Smook. Smook pump fakes, drives in, gets double teamed, and gets the ball stolen away. Nice defense by Addie Kleiss, and Addie's going to get fouled. That's just team foul number 3, so it's going to be a non-shooting foul as we got a host of new bodies coming into the ball game. For both teams, checking in for the Crusaders will be Ash Yoakum. As Colby Carroll will check out of the ball game. We'll kind of get to those Lynx players here as they get involved in the action. Crusaders with the ball. Kleiss kicks it over to Kobe. Corner, Yoakum. Yoakum with a nice pass inside. Now, Caitlin Porath's going to get to the line to shoot a couple there. A nice feed there by Ashley Yoakum to set her in Caitlin, the 5'7". She's going to get a chance here to get in the scoring column.
Well, Caitlin is just one of those seniors that you love having part of your program. She's, doesn't get a lot of playing time, but brings it at practice every day. As she misses the front end, she'll make the second one because I'm going to put the bets jinx on her.
All right.
She's making the second one, nothing but net.
You're sending the positive energy.
Super kid.
Aubrey Billings has now checked into the ballgame for the Crusaders as well. Second free throw is up and good.
There you go. Great shot.
So Caitlin's on the board. 70-33. Crusaders well on their way to win 17 on the season. And win number 11 in the conference against just one loss. And there's a steal by Ashley Yoakum, but just couldn't quite keep it in bounds. And that's another kid with a bright future. Ashley's just a tremendous athlete that's all over the place. The cupboard is far from bare for Coach Coolster over the years. There's a nice little jumper there by Pierce. Lexi Pierce now with 5. She's just a freshman for the Lynx. Schemmerhorn takes it right corner. Billings up high.
Schemmerhorn from the arc.
A little bit flat. Rebounded by Billings. They kick it back up high. Delaney. Back up to Porath. Nice ball moving here for the Crusaders. Driving in and getting the bucket.
The, speaking of Delaney, Max Delaney, her older brother, who broke his leg, unfortunately, in the state finals, is going to go play football at Morningside University.
L.A. Delaney with that last bucket. The Lynx with a miss there. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Nice rebound by Billings there. Trying to find somebody open. Finally gets it up to L.A. And Delaney's going to bring it across. She's got her first points as a varsity player there. Ashley Yoakum's 3-point off the mark. 1:31 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. All Crusaders, 72-35. Here come the Lynx. Lots of new bodies on the floor as Hamilton drives in. She misses the layup. Rebound is put up and missed by Schutt. There's another rebound. This time Lexi Pierce is going to go to the line. to shoot a pair. Lexi, the 5'10" freshman, now with a chance to add to her 5-point total for the Lynx, 72-35 again. One final shout-out to our fourth-quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. As Lexi knocks that first free throw down, she will get one more. This is game one of two. Crusaders again cruising to a big win here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Second free throw trickles around the rim and falls in. She's got four, or back-to-back free throws there. She's got seven on the night for the freshman. Ellie Delaney spins the ball right side. Ashley Yoakum back up high. Shammerhorn, open three, top of the key, off the mark, and rebounded by Abraham Lincoln. There's going to be a foul whistled. It'll be on Ashley Yoakum. That's going to burn a lot of time here as the clock continues to run, as we're in the last minute of today's ball game. Lynx are going to bring it across midcourt. Pierce with another long three. This one's a little bit off to the mark and out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Crusaders here. And I believe the play clock or shot clock is going to be off. So this could be the last possession if the Crusaders decide to bring it across the line and freeze it here.
Well, I always think keep playing.
Absolutely.
Just because they work hard to play. And Abraham Lincoln, they might want the ball back and keep playing. So. I hate when we make these decisions, but it's all in the good sportsmanship model. I understand.
And I believe that is going to be it, as the Crusaders put the seal on this deal. 72-37 is going to be your final. Again, the Crusaders move to 17-1 on the year, while the Lynx of Abraham Lincoln fall to 8-10. And just a reminder that Abraham Lincoln team, it's all underclassmen, so. The best is yet to come for Coach Shea and his troops. But tonight it's all Crusaders as they win 72-37. A big thanks to all our sponsors throughout the ballgame. When we come back, we'll have our post-game analysis and set the stage for game number two. Once again, the Crusaders move to 17-1 on the season with a 72-37 win over the Abraham Lincoln Lynx. We'll be right back after a word from some of our great sponsors. It's Bishop Heelan basketball this fine afternoon on Catholic Radio.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner, while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Postgame Show, brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. You're also our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Your final in game one tonight, the Crusaders move to 17-1 on the season with a 72-37 win over the Lynx. And ironically, the Lynx led by seven early in the ball game as Hudson Rao, the 5'9 junior, came out and just could not be stopped. But then the Crusaders caught fire late in the first quarter, led after one 18-15, stretched it out to 43-20 at half, and late in the third quarter got to a running clock situation and finished with a 72-37 win, again, to move to 17 wins on the season now. Big scoring night tonight for the Crusaders, led tonight by Abby Lee with 19, 17 points for Brooklyn Stanley, 11 points for Melina Snoozy, 10 for Demke, 7 tonight for Carly Cope off the bench, 2 points for Ellie Delaney, 2 points for Addison Clyde, 3 points for Colby Carroll, 1 point for Caitlin Porath. For the Lynx, they were led in scoring tonight by Hudson Rao. What a great night for the 5'9 junior. She had 20. 7 points for Lexi Pierce, the 5'10 freshman off the bench. 5 points for Addie Naughton. 4 points for Aubrey Sambuthi. And 2 for Cammy Hamilton as the Crusaders roll to a 72-37 win. And You know, Tom, it was a better game than that score might indicate.
Absolutely.
The Lynx really got it up and down, and the difference was they just could not make shots after the first quarter.
We've had games where we've called before that have the same differential scoring that were not nearly as enjoyable to watch, competitive. Like I said, Abraham Lincoln has some nice young players. I think that game probably could have been closer to a 15-20 point game if they had shot, continued to shoot a little better. But they've got a bright future. But Crusaders just keep on, they're clicking. They've just got a lot of weapons. They continue to impress and get better every game. And they're peaking at the right time. Let's put it that way.
So, once again, your final 72-37. So here's what the women for Coach Darren Coolstra have left. On Tuesday night, they will entertain a good South Sioux City team here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, as that game will tip off at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:45 here on Catholic Radio. And next weekend, we will travel down to Abraham Lincoln to take on this same Lynx team on Friday night. We'll have coverage of that on Catholic Radio. And then on Saturday, the women will close out their regular season in a matinee special here against Thomas Jefferson. They'll tip off at 12:30. Boys will follow at 2 next Saturday. So our coverage on Catholic Radio this week will be a busy week. Tuesday night, girls only at 7 o'clock. And then next Friday, we will be in Abraham Lincoln for a 5:30 and 7 o'clock doubleheader. And then back here on Saturday for an afternoon special, 12:30 girls, 2 o'clock guys. So that will close the regular season for the girls. The following week, the guys will have another run. They'll have Omaha Scott. I think that will finish their season out.
Yeah, on that Tuesday. So that's down at Scott. I don't know if we're covering that game or not.
We haven't decided if we're going to have coverage of that game yet or not. And then the girls' playoffs are just around the corner. And, I tell you what, the way this team's playing, it could be a pretty deep run for the Crusaders this year. But kudos to both these teams in game number one. Again, the Crusaders cruise to a 72-37 victory, and they move to 17-1 on the year. They're second ranked in the state. The Lynx fall to 8-10. So you're listening to our Knights of Columbus postgame show. Our Knights of Columbus agents are Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, your final 72-37. We're going to take it back to studio and hear from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll switch gears and set the stage for the gentlemen as they get ready here in their warm-ups for game number two tonight. Once again, it's Crusader basketball on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
When you need a physical therapist, you